Obgonas. Watching Arsenal these days feels like trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. We see the effort, we see the energy, we see the creativity. But the end result? How far? Arteta's project is starting to feel like a pendulum. One moment we're marveling at his tactical innovation and the next we're questioning everything. Player position, squad depth, decision making, the lack of a proper striker, and the tinkering with player roles. It's not just working the way it should. The result against Fulham, painful. Fine margins, an offside here, a red card there, have cost us in the past. But is it just bad luck, or is there something deeper going wrong? Some fans blame Arteta entirely, saying he's reached his limit. Others believe in his long-term vision. But here's the reality. Arteta's boldness is both his greatest strength and his biggest weakness. The question is whether we can afford to wait for his risks to pay off, or will the patience run out? The potential is there, but there's something not clicking, and the cracks are starting to show with each passing match. Some of us have hope, saying, we can still win the Premier League this season. Others are quick to point out what is glaringly obvious. We need a striker. That's a fact we cannot ignore anymore. Without that cutting edge, we're not going to break down the teams we need to. And then there's the Arteta debate. Oh yes, isn't this conversations? For every supporter holding on to faith in his vision, there's another who is saying he's not the man to take us to the next level. Arteta has built something promising. But as the pressure mounts, the question starts to shift. Is this enough? Are we happy with top four finishes? Or do we demand more from a manager with this much talent at his disposal? We all saw the glimpses of brilliance last season, and there's no doubt the squad has quality, but right now, it's hard to shake the feeling that we are falling short when it matters. The fluidity and creativity that made Arsenal such a dangerous team seems to have vanished. It's frustrating because we deserve more. This squad deserves more. So back to the big question, can we still win this title? Technically, yes. But will we? That's the real concern. As fans, we have to ask ourselves, shall now the season where Arsenal go finally take the step forward? Or are we already looking at a campaign of, what could have been? The reality is we cannot afford another season of stagnation. Something has to change. Whether it's a new striker, a shift in tactics, or even a change in leadership. What's clear though is that time is running out. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!